You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Migs.
Beat Migs, don't be a loser. Whoa. Beat Migs, you're a loser.
Who is ready to beat Migs? I know Shay in Seattle is. Shay, are you there?
Yes, indeed.
Shay, I'm not going to lie. My pulse is through the roof right now. I'm very excited and nervous about this. You have the opportunity to stop Steve Migs from hitting 400
you,
wins.
You, Shane, could be the spoiler.
You're going down like you're Frosty the Snowman.
Whoa!
Fighting words.
That's very sad, though. Happy birthday to you, Shane.
All right, Shay. It sounds like you're ready to rock this thing. So, Steve, it's a final countdown, and it's time for you to get out of here.
The quest for 400 could happen right now. All right, bye-bye.
If you're playing along at home, Shay will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you can only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yes.
What holiday directly follows Christmas Eve?
Christmas?
Yes. What decade did the radio alarm clock make its debut?
40s,
yes.
50s, 60s.
Joe Pesci won an Academy Award for what movie?
Goodfellas?
Yes. Due to its long ears and short body, what is the world's slowest dog breed?
Basset Hound?
Yes. Which U.S. state gets the most rain?
Washington?
No.
Illinois.
No.
Alaska.
No. Who released the song Fly Away in
1998? Lenny Kravitz?
Yes. What term for elaborate decorative writing means beautiful writing in Greek?
Calligraphy?
Yes. What distant planet circles the sun every 84 years?
That'd be Uranus.
That would be. Sunny is the mascot for which breakfast cereal?
Frosted Flakes?
No.
Cornflakes.
No.
You
know what? We got you down for 7, and that just might do the trick, Shay. What do you think, Danny?
All right.
I don't know.
All right, Steve, welcome back. Based on your entrance music, I feel like you are ready.
Yeah. It's the final countdown to 400, hopefully.
Are you ready?
Showtime.
What holiday directly follows Christmas Eve?
Christmas.
Yes. What decade did the radio alarm clock make its debut?
The 40s.
Yes. Joe Pesci won an Academy Award for what movie?
My Cousin Vinny.
No.
Goodfellas.
Yes. Due to its long ears and short body, what is the world's slowest dog breed?
A wiener dog.
No.
A beagle.
No.
A Dachshund?
No. Which U.S. state gets the most rain?
Which U.S. state? New York.
No.
California.
No.
Washington?
No. Who released the song Fly Away in 1998?
Lenny Kravitz.
You know it. What term for elaborate decorative writing means beautiful writing?
Calligraphy.
Yes. What distant planet circles the sun every 84 years?
That would be Uranus.
It would be. Sunny is the mascot for which breakfast cereal?
Raisin Bran.
No.
Honey nuts.
No.
And oats. Sunny breakfast.
Wow.
Cheerios.
No. On which continent will you find Sunday's River?
Asia.
No.
Oh. Africa?
Yes, it was Africa, Steve. With that, you got 6 correct. And that is a loss. How appropriate. Wow. 6-7. Wow. Congratulations, Shay. You did it.
Woohoo. Hey, can I give a quick shout out?
Absolutely not.
Fair enough. Well, thank you for letting me play.
No, Shay, give
good luck to my crew at Bright City Window Cleaning.
Bright City Window Cleaning.
Awesome, yes, Shay. You rock, man.
Six, seven. Oh, now you have my daughter chirping me.
Now we go to another day on the quest for 400 wins.
You know, I was going to say Africa. Asia came out of my mouth, but it wouldn't have mattered because that would have been a tie and still not a win. So a tie doesn't count.
Well, our friend did know that the dog with long ears and short body, that's the world's slowest breed of dog, is the Basset Hound.
The Basset Hound.
The U.S. state that gets the most rain, neither of you guessed correct. It is Hawaii. And then Sunny, the mascot, for Cocoa Puffs. He's cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs.
Sunny?
Yeah.
See, Raisin Bran makes more sense. Don't you think?
Why?
Because it's like the sun with the 2 scoops of raisins.
Oh, well, it's spelled S-O-N-N-Y.
Oh, well, if you would have told me that, that would have changed everything.
The Daily Mix Show.
It is happening. Coats for Kids, Rockaholics. We want to put as many jackets on local children in need as we possibly can. And considering how insane the weather is right now in Western Washington, let's step it up and make a difference. $25 equals one brand new warm winter coat for a child in need.
And big shout out to Sebastian Mutter. Donated $100 to Coats for Kids. You rock, Sebastian.
Keep it going at KISW.com. The grocery store is a place where many find inspiration in the form of new things.
Yes.
And that is where we came up with the idea to do What's in the Bag?
What's in the Bag?
What's in the Bag?
We're here to help people.
Oh, yeah. And I understand that Danny V has something in the bag this morning. Danny, what's in the bag?
You know, honestly, I was so excited because I saw these. And last week we had the Flamin' Hot Cheetos.
Yes.
And I was, you know, you guys were both talking about how they were a little hot, you know, and I was like.
But you know what? My mouth has grown accustomed to them, and I've been enjoying those dill Cheetos.
We sorry. I'm just laughing that we've been eating Cheetos for breakfast for like a week.
I know. It's like, who cares if they're spicy? They're dill and delicious.
Well, today we have another spicy thing. It is the Hot Ones Pringles.
No way.
Yeah.
I've seen those, and I don't have the guts to get them until now.
Don't worry. Danny was looking out for you.
Yeah, thanks, Danny. That's the thing I want to do early in the morning is eat Hot Ones.
When I saw this, and I got so excited because I've never tried any of the Hot Ones sauces or anything. So just the fact that it's like a Hot Ones branded Pringles, I was like, we got to try this.
And this might be the closest we'll ever get to be on Hot Ones, which I would, that is a bucket list.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, it's so cool.
Like even in my massive, like my plant-based days, I'm like, I would eat chicken wings just so I could go. I know he does like plant-based chicken wings, but I'm like, I would go full on just to be on Hot Wings.
And how smart is that of Pringles to link up with that dude?
I know, I'm so excited. All right, let's open this
up. Smart and probably expensive. They probably got a good endorsement deal.
How's the smell, Danny?
Oh boy. Oh dude, his eyes just watered.
rolled back in his head.
Woo!
They got some spice going on there.
Oh man, I think I don't need to use my nose hair trimmer anymore.
Oh my gosh.
That just burnt off all the nose hair.
I can like feel that in my in like the glands of my throat.
I do like on the picture of the Pringles, it has like the chip on fire.
It does.
Okay, I'm taking 3.
All right.
I'm only taking one. No, I'm kidding. I'll take a couple.
All right.
Dude, so yesterday, like, so Tatum had, like, a whole thing of Pringles, and I was, like, she was all excited because they're in the car.
Yep.
I asked her if I could have some, and she literally just gave me one. I'm like, can I have another one? She goes, no. I'm like, you're just giving me one Pringle? What kind of kid are you?
Gosh.
Once you pop...
You can't stop.
Yeah, you can't share.
What kind did she have? Would she have the Flavin' Hot ones too?
Yes, yes, because we love giving our kid super hot stuff. No, she had the OG. So okay. I'm excited to try these, though.
All right. Are you guys ready?
Ready.
All right. Here we go.
Cheers, guys. Kind of barbecue-y.
Mm. A little vinegar?
Yeah, I noticed the vinegar right away. Oh, my God. No, I'm kidding.
I love it.
They are spicy.
They are. Like, once it sits in your mouth for a little bit.
Yeah, my mouth is starting to water a little bit.
I didn't bring my water in here.
Well, water's not going to help with hot stuff. You need a glass of milk.
Oh, God.
Would you like a nice, creamy white glass of milk,
Absolutely
Karen?
Absolutely not.
What about some ranch dressing?
Ugh, no.
You know what's funny? It says that Rojo Los Calientes hot sauce is like the brand.
I like it when
you
talk to me like that.
You're welcome. I kind of like them.
Yeah, they're not as hot as I thought they would be. Like, I thought when you're like kind of attaching yourself to hot ones... They're going to be hot.
Maybe they get, like, hotter as you go down.
Oh, boy.
You know how he does, like, the different chicken wings?
Oh, I thought you were talking about, like, later on when you
digestive.
Go to the bathroom.
Oh, no. Like, probably too, but...
We're all going to be texting each other, like, I hate you, Danny. I think they're great, especially if, like, you do like a little bit of, a zing of heat, but you don't want to, like... I would have probably never bought these because I would have just assumed that they were just way too hot.
Yeah, these are very manageable if you like spice.
Yeah.
Do you guys remember the commercial, the Pringles commercial back in the day that was Bapa Oomo Mo, Bapa Oomo Mo, Bapa Oomo Mo, Bapa Oomo Mo?
Those were Pringles?
I'm pretty sure.
I don't know.
Oh, now I'm going to feel like a crazy person if it's not Pringles.
I don't even know how I can search for that. So Pringles.
Bapa Oomo Mo.
Ba, ba, oo, mau, mau.
It's the weirdest thing that stays in our minds.
I can't remember anything I learned in school, but I can remember the Pringles jingle.
I'm good. But that's the Rivingtons.
The Rivingtons, of course.
And it's actually spelled Papa Oom Mau Mau.
We bring tasty treats to the masses. It's what we do.
Yeah, but if you're at the store and you see these hot ones, don't get scared off. They're really good.
Eat all of them.
The Daily Migs Show.
How well do you think you know music? Do you think you could name a song if you only heard 1 second of the chorus? If so, we might just be styling you down with tickets to see the band Ghost at Climate Pledge Arena on February 15th. You can call 206-803-ROCK to play Hook or Shook at 920.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed-sponsored jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed-sponsored jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
It's time for Hook or Shook, the game with absolutely no integrity. We'll play 1 second of a hook from a song, then you have to guess what it is. We'll bend the rules, pull out all the stops, and do anything to help you win. But you might just get shook, as one of us will play too and possibly cost you the game.
This week, we have tickets for the band Ghost, and they're coming to Climate Pledge Arena on February 15th. Say good morning to our contestant. It is Ryan from Kingston. Ryan, how's it going, man?
Yo, what up?
What's up, Ryan?
What up? We're going to spin the wheel. That's what's up, and we're going to see if you're playing with Steve Miggs or me, Tara Bailey.
All right, the wheel's spinning. Who's it going to land on? Will it be T-Dog? Will it be yours truly? Well, it's looking very likely, and yes... Ryan, it's you and Tyron Daly.
All right.
All right, Ryan, this is your clip.
That would be Def Leppard, Pour Some Sugar on Me.
A song that the strippers made famous.
Work that pole, Steve.
Ooh, who's in the background there, Ryan?
That would be my apprentice, Bryce. He's the one that got us the call.
Nice,
so
Bryce.
I take it if or when you win these tickets, you're going to be taking him?
Hell yeah.
Nice. Awesome. All right, Ryan, you did very well.
He might even get a raise, too.
Danny, I am ready for my clip.
No pressure, Tyron.
That would be a song with no chorus. It is Bohemian Rhapsody from Queen. Congratulations, Ryan. And is it Bryce?
Yep.
Congratulations, guys. You just got the hookup on those Ghost tickets.
Wait, can we get an acceptance speech from Bryce? Because Bryce seems very fired up.
Acceptance speech. I'd like to say, personally, big shout-out goes out to my journeymen. Couldn't have done it without them. God bless America. And, you know, we got to get back to work. We'd love to stay on the horn and talk to you guys all day, but we get paid by the hour. So in the meantime, we got back to work.
Ryan's already cutting you off. Back to work.
That was beautiful, boys.
And God bless America.
The Daily Mix Show.
If we've talked about something this morning that you'd like to call up and chat with us about, 206-803-ROCK is our number. We will check in with the Rockaholics after Green Day. Throughout the morning, we've received some texts and calls from you that we haven't had a chance to chat with you about. But right now, we are checking in with the Rockaholics, so please call up and chime in on anything from the show. Or if you have something on your mind that you'd like to discuss with us, the number is 206-803-ROCK. Earlier this morning, we were chatting with a listener who was not very happy about the Secret Santa person he drew in his office place. And CJ is in Skagit County this morning and would like to weigh in on the bad Secret Santa situation. CJ, what are your thoughts?
Well, my thoughts are you should go to a restaurant and get a gift card with a balance of $1 and then write $50 on the envelope.
Oh, man. I love that. That's hilarious.
CJ, have you done this before?
No, but it's just, you know, one of the things that's crossed my mind at times.
That's fantastic.
You're a brilliant man.
So we had our Secret Santa exchange that I joked about. I did get, end up just getting Gregor a $20 gift card to Target, and it was so funny because... as we're having our party, everyone's doing the Secret Santa and they're opening up their gifts and it's like always, it's a bunch of like creative, cool, fun things where we had a cap of $20. And I was going to go down that road and I'm like, I just feel like Gregor would, I know me personally, I'd much rather just
a gift card than a gag gift.
Sure.
And I was a little bit nervous. I'm like, well, maybe he's going to be like kind of bothered. But he came over and he shook my hand. He goes, thank you. I really appreciate that you just gave me a Target gift card. I could put this to use.
Make it rain at Target.
What did you get for the Secret Santa?
I got a pair of these really cute little penguin slippers and then some rechargeable hand warmers.
Okay, those are awesome.
They are awesome. I've already used them. I got them all charged up. I practiced. I showed Barrett how they work too. We are big fans of the rechargeable hand warmers.
So you just kind of charge them up and you put them in your pocket and you just kind of hold them when your hands are cold.
Yes, just stick your hands in your pockets and voila, they're warm.
Danny, what did you get for Secret Santa?
I got the My Chemical Romance vinyl, Three Cheers for Sweet Revenge, which I don't actually have. But it was cute because whoever my Secret Santa was put like a little note on the back and was like, you can return this to the record shop on whatever they know you're coming. Since I wasn't sure if you already had it. And I was like, I don't have it. Also, I don't know who my Secret Santa was.
So. They never fessed up to who they were?
My Secret Santa.
Me. Oh, thanks.
Yeah, you're welcome. It was very thoughtful. I know, it was thoughtful of me.
My Secret Santa never revealed themselves either. I have no idea who gave me those gifts.
Yeah.
I got a coloring book.
It was no ordinary coloring book, no. Steve. Tell the people what was in the pages.
Well, it was a wrestling coloring book, which was like, okay, that's on brand. But as we paged through this wrestling coloring book, let's just say that this could also be very popular with a certain group of people because, well, they looked like they were doing more than just wrestling.
They were wrestling really good.
Somebody said, I'll buy that person a Fruitcake of the Month Club subscription or a gym membership that they can't quit.
Wow.
Oh, that's funny.
And now we're just torturing the person.
Yeah, just troll them.
I still think just get a gift card.
Gift card is always good.
Yeah, just chalk it up to a loss. I mean, it's at the end of the day, just take care of somebody that way.
Yeah.
Speaking of money, somebody said, hey, you guys see that the Powerball is still up for grabs?
Wow. What is it at this morning?
$1 gazillion. Close. $1.25 billion. And the drawing is today. Right? Today's Wednesday.
Yeah.
So if you want to take the cash option, $572 million.
That's it.
That's it. I know. That is a massive chunk of change they take from you if you just want to cash it out right now.
You know what pisses me off about the Powerball website, though? It tells you, like, the other ones that have won. And it's like, oh, five winners in Arizona last week, $1 million winners, and I'm like, I don't win anything.
Dude, how about that person? I saw somebody in another country. What, they won $1 million and they won another $1 million?
Yes, I think it was over in the UK. This couple won the lottery over there two times, and they said it was a 1 in 1 trillion chance that could happen to somebody. 1 in 1 trillion chance.
Yeah, it's almost impossible just to win the lottery, let alone win it twice. That's just bonkers to me.
It's not fair.
Somebody I want to talk a little bit about earlier, we were having a conversation about the moments when you were the crazy person. Mm-hmm. And maybe you're not proud of it, but at some point in your life, I think all of us have had that moment where we were the crazy person. And I love this one. This texter said, I pulled a Britney Spears. Not as bad. I didn't shave my head, but I cut my hair into bangs. That was my crazy era.
Ooh, yeah. Never
Did you ever have bangs?
I did. I've had bangs multiple times in my life.
Oh, I don't know if I could. I'll
find a picture.
Yeah, I don't think you should ever do it again.
I mean, I had them throughout my childhood. I think all through elementary school I had bangs. And then I tried it again in probably my mid-20s.
Uh-huh.
And then I've had a few moments at the hairdresser where I am chatting with my gal saying, should I do it again? And she'll talk me out of it every time.
Yo, good on her. You owe her a very big Christmas gift. I don't know. I don't think bangs would work.
Well, the bottom line is, eventually you're going to get sick of the stupid bangs, and then the grow-out process is the absolute worst. It is hell on earth.
Yeah, I tried it. I just shaved my head, never turned back.
That's what happens.
The Daily Mix Show. The Daily Mix Show.
If you have a picky eater at home, just know that you are not alone. My son, Barrett, 6 years old, the world's pickiest eater. And last night, I tried my very hardest to get him to branch out to something very exotic, and that was a cheese quesadilla.
I thought you were going to say, like, I don't know, like duck.
So how did the cheese quesadilla go? You'll find out at 9:50. Guys, my husband and I have been doing HelloFresh for years. Yeah. We get a little meal delivery thing. We cook it up every night. I wasn't really paying very close attention.
How often
though.
Do you get, in like a course of a week, how often
we
are
get
you getting?
3 meals every okay. Monday. So I didn't really look at the ingredients very carefully, and one of the meals had pineapple in it.
Nice.
I hate pineapple. Me like, too. Literally. Wait, so- hate pineapple.
I know you guys hate it on pizza because that's the cool thing to say. I pay for my pizza. But you don't even like pineapple just in general?
I don't like it on anything.
Like but a teriyaki I, burger? You wouldn't
no,
get the...
No, I would take the pineapple off or ask God. For it to not be on there. I know. So that being said, I figured last night would be a great teachable moment for my son, Barrett, who is a very picky eater, and I was going to try some pineapple, and this is what happened. You may know that I don't like pineapple, right, Barrett?
Yeah.
And there's a lot of foods that you don't like too, right?
So, what kind of food was this? Like, what was the meal?
It was like a shrimp Tex-Mex bowl that had like a kind of like a pineapple salsa on it.
Okay, so big chunks of pineapple?
You are supposed to cut them up a little bit, but you reserve the juice, you cook the shrimp in the pineapple juice. There was a lot of pineapple.
Sounds delicious.
So I don't like pineapple, but I did not realize that this HelloFresh that I got had pineapple in it. But guess what? I made the meal anyway, and I am going to try this dinner and see how I feel about pineapple. I've never liked it in my whole life, but I'm going to try it tonight and see how it is in my food. You want to see how this is going to go? Barrett, get that off of your plate. Off of your plate! I'm going to try it.
What was on his plate?
He started to reach for kinetic sand, and I'm like, dude, you're going to drop that in your food, you ding-dong.
Would you rather eat kinetic sand or pineapple?
Kinetic sand.
So I have not listened to part two, and this is, so now we're going to find out if you liked it or not.
Yeah.
Danny, what do you think?
Of course not.
So pineapple shrimp, you don't think she's going to like
it? I think she's going to hate it.
I think you're 1,000% right.
Yes, thank
so
you.
This is going to backfire, I feel. So like, this is your teachable moment to show, hey, Barrett, you can try things you don't like, but you got to try it?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm hoping you spit it out on him.
On him.
Yeah.
Just straight up hurl on yeah. Barrett.
Yeah.
Okay, Barrett, what kind of...
Kind of like what he used to do when he was a kid.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Okay, Barrett, what kind of food did Mom just try in her dinner?
Pineapple.
And what did I do?
Like it.
How much of it did I eat?
A lot.
Did I eat my whole bowl of dinner?
Yeah.
So you ate it and you liked it?
I'll be honest, I was doing it just to teach Barrett a lesson. I was choking it down. I gave Brad the lion's share of the meal, but I'm like, you have to show him that this is what people do. They try foods they don't like. They try new things. They develop their palate.
When I become an adult, if I don't want to eat something, I just don't eat it. I don't understand why we force our children to. If I don't like something, I'm like, oh, this is trash.
Don't
give me something else.
Barrett. Don't tell that. And I didn't even think I was going to like it, but I did like it. So are you eating something that's different for you?
Yeah.
I'm proud of you.
I half like it, half do not like it.
Keep eating it with a positive attitude.
And I can take a bigger spice of my life.
And will you tell people what is it you're having for dinner?
Quesadilla!
Jesus. That was quesadilla for anyone that couldn't understand.
I thought you said ketchup dia.
Quesadilla!
And what's inside of the quesadilla?
Cheese.
Cheese quesadilla? That's like what most kids love.
Well, I don't really like it.
Well, yeah, I've called CPS. You clearly are torturing your child. Look how he reacted to the food.
Quesadilla!
He was so dramatic eating this quesadilla, he literally gagged. He was like, I'm like, you are so full of crap. Every kid loves a cheese quesadilla. Stop being so dramatic. And I still don't like pineapple.
So you didn't like it?
I mean, it was really tough for me to deal
so
with.
So you
it.
Lied to your child?
I did.
That's fine.
It's a white lie, right?
I don't know. I feel like lying to your kid is worse than than just saying I didn't like it either. I guess sometimes in life we just don't like the things we eat.
I just need to, you know, make sure to go through my recipes a little bit closer next time and not have pineapple.
Quesadilla!
The Daily Mix Show.
In approximately 6 minutes, tickets for Live Night, Yachty and Naughty at Snoqualmie Casino and Hotel will be going on sale. And we return there Friday, February 13th. If you've never been to a Live Night, come on out. It's so much fun. They even have that new hotel so you can stay the night.
Yep.
The livest radio that you'll ever witness in your life.
Great, great music as always. I'm excited to see what we're going to do with the Yacht Rock thing because that's not usually my cup of tea. So I'm excited to see how we pull this off.
Oh, I hope you get to play drums on a Yacht Rock song, Steve.
You don't have to say that.
Live Night is presented by Pinky's Plumbing, and tickets go on sale at 10 a.m. at KISW.com.
Now, if it's Hall & Oates, I'm in.
Do it.
Knowledge is power. So give us five-ish minutes, and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs Download.
A.K.A. the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
Ryan Castle, did you have much wind at your house last night?
You know, I sort of live down in the bottom of a valley, so, yes, it was windy, but it never gets too bad there.
Yeah.
So, like, Crown Hill's on one side, Finney's on the other, and we're kind of down in the hole, so it's not too bad.
Nice.
Yeah. She had a tree almost landed in our house.
I saw that this morning.
Crazy. Close call.
Yeah, I thought you cut down all those trees.
We have taken down more than 100 trees since we've been there, and Mother Nature has probably taken down a dozen.
You're an awful hippie, I want you to know.
I know. Trust me. It was not an easy choice.
I'll show you the destruction at my house.
Oh, will you rebuild?
I don't know. That snowman looks a little...
Ooh.
It's tipped over, guys.
Yeah. That's tough.
I know. I left this morning. Hopefully, it's back up.
Mm-hmm.
My barbecue moved about three feet down the patio. I was a little concerned last night.
So. Now, we joke about some people. This has just been a really awful time.
It's
our
terrible.
Hearts go out to everybody who's dealing with the flooding. And now we have a blizzard coming as well. There's a blizzard warning for the Cascades, the Olympics, that are going to start as early as today. As far as the cleanup for all the floods, I mean, they're still dealing with it. A lot of places are still doing evacuations. Recovery is underway across several parts of Western Washington. And big shout out to the relief groups like Red Cross, United Way, the local foundations that are all providing shelter, food, animal care, and also the first responders having to deal with the tough task. And please follow the signs when they say, hey, do not drive in this area. Do not drive in this area. They say evacuate. They're doing it because they're looking out for your best interest.
And just so you know, if you ever need a place to stay, Taryn Daly's place is always open.
Yes, just like to go around
the
street.
We don't even lock the doors. The NBA could finally be getting a bit more serious about expansion.
I'm so sick of this.
Commissioner Adam Silver says the league plans to make a decision within the next year about growing from 30 to 32 teams, and Seattle and Las Vegas are still very clearly the front runners.
I feel like for the last 3 years he says that we're about to make this
decision. It's going to happen.
Well, they're now digging into ownership interest and the financial side of it all, and that final decision is expected sometime next year in 2026.
I don't believe you.
I don't believe any of it anymore.
Karen, it's like they're making a liar out of you right now.
I know.
It's like when you we're hanging out with a girl and she just keeps stringing you along.
And then she friend zones you.
Right. Yeah, Adam Silver. He's the girl.
And you just keep buying her stuff.
Right.
Which is me.
Hey, Kraken, they still suck. They lost yesterday 5-3. That was a tough one to watch. They're off to Calgary to play the Flames. That's going to be happening tomorrow. As far as weather, we're hitting a high of 41 degrees. It's going to be cold. It's wet as well. The DMD is brought to you by Snoqualmie Casino and Hotel, and that's what's up.
Ryan Castle is up next with your morning 12-pack.
The Daily Mix Show.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.